AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. and Ukrainian officials spent about 4 hours yesterday discussing an endgame to the war between Russia and Ukraine. To reporters, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Sunday's talks, which included President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff, was a productive meeting.
But there's more work to be done. This is delicate, it's complicated, there are a lot of moving parts, and obviously there's another party involved here that will have to be a part of the equation. And that'll continue later this week when Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow, although we've also been in touch in varying degrees with the Russian side.
Witkoff is scheduled to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow in the next few days. In Lebanon, in the northern village of Anaya, pilgrims held flags and umbrellas while waiting in the rain as Pope Leo XIV arrived at the tomb of a Lebanese saint revered among Christians and Muslims, Saint Charbel Makhlouf. Speaking in French, the American Pope prayed for communion and unity in the church and peace for Lebanon and the region. ICE is headed to New Orleans. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
It's been dubbed the Swamp Sweep. Some 250 federal border agents are expected to begin on Monday a month-long immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. Their goal is to arrest 5,000 people, and it's the latest federal immigration enforcement operation to target a Democratic-run city. Many people in the greater New Orleans area, especially in the Latino communities, have been on edge since the planned operation was reported in early November. During a surge in Chicago, federal agents arrested a little more than 600 immigrants. And according to government data, just a handful had criminal records representing a high public safety risk. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. In Bangladesh, a court sentenced ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to 5 years in prison and her niece, British Labour Party lawmaker Tulip Siddiq, to 2 years in prison for corruption involving a government land project. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Honduras' presidential election just days after President Trump intervened in the race.
Hondurans cast ballots to elect a new president, with voters lining up across the country to fulfill their civic duty. This comes just days after U.S. President Donald Trump intervened in the close race by endorsing one of the candidates and announcing he would pardon a former Honduran president. The country's major parties were present at a voting site in the capital, but members of the press far outnumbered potential voters initially. In addition to a new president, voters will elect a new Congress, as well as hundreds of local positions. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.